About 8 years ago, I met famed American chef Julia Childs. We sat next to one another at a lunch in the Napa Valley honoring Copia, America's first ever center for food and wine. Copia was weeks away from opening in downtown Napa. Julia was the guest of honor, having agreed to lend her name to the center's main restaurant. Julia, in her late 80s and casually dressed, talked excitedly about the center. She saw it as a much-needed place where Americans and foreigners alike could celebrate this country's culinary heritage, varied as it might be across our 50-state melting pot. Copia declared bankruptcy in November and is now in liquidation proceedings. A victim of ill-conceived business planning, the 12-acre riverfront property was operating in the red long before the economy tanked. Julia died in 2004, unaware of Copia's eventual fate. While I'm glad for that, having heard firsthand about her hopes for the center, I feel particularly bad about how things turned out. It didn't have to end this way. A Napa Valley resident, I visited Copia several times. While I enjoyed its community gardens, foreign movie night, and live music, the exhibits seemed to lack popular appeal. A populist at heart, Julia taught millions of meatloaf-rutted Americans the art of French cooking. Her vision of Copia seemed a far cry from the expensive and quirky food museum it became. Driving by Copia the other day, I pulled into its empty parking lot. Staring into its see-through front doors, I reflected not only on its failure, but the unrealized opportunity holed up in its shuttered edifice. It's important we understand our culinary heritage. So much of who we are as a culture is determined by what we eat and drink. Julia knew that. Copia whetted my appetite for such knowledge. I'd hate to think that just because Copia failed, the idea of a center devoted to American culinary habits is off the table for good. With a perspective, I'm Holly Hubbard Preston.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.